Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, your host, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Welcome, guys. If this is the first time you're joining, you are joining for a season because this season we are talking about intimacy and partner betrayal, and it's tough, heavy content, but we welcome you to a safe place to listen, to grow, to learn, and to heal. So welcome to the Direct Impact family. If it's your first time, if it's not your first time, I hope that you are subscribed so you can get all of the episodes that come out on a weekly basis. You will definitely have us in your ear multiple times a week if you're subscribed. So we would love for you to do that and review if you get a chance. It just means a lot to us on this end. Today, we are talking about, are you over or under reacting? We are talking directly to the betrayed partners out there. And this season, we are speaking to all betrayed partners. Yes, we are also talking a lot about partners of sexual compulsives. So I understand that we're talking a lot about sexual addiction and sexual compulsivity and the partners in of and the betrayal that ensues. But I need to also just remind you that if you have ever been in a partnership or relationship with an active addict, all of this content is very relevant. I must also go a little deeper to say that if you grew up in an addicted home or had an addicted parent, this is very, very relevant because betrayal runs deep. And it is a trauma that does tend to be reenacted and reenacted and reenacted. This is a great opportunity to do a little bit of a deeper dive with regards to betrayal in general, okay? But specifically when you're in a partnership with an active addict or a sexual compulsive, okay? And so the topic of are you over or underreacting is very relevant. I think we have all, and I'm speaking to myself right now, I think we have all had reactions that were not exactly proportionate to the circumstance, okay? And I mean, I'm raising my hand here. I do that probably on a weekly basis, and I can generally track that back to some type of negative core belief or trauma response from relationships in the past. And I want you to be able to do that as well, and I want you to understand that if you are, quote unquote, overreacting or reacting in a disproportionate way to your current circumstances, to the current relationship, to the current conversation, to all of that, then it's probably a trauma response. And we want to recognize that. We want to own that. We want to recover from that, but we also want to give ourselves a lot of grace and understand why this might be occurring, right? And then we also have a tendency to underreact, right? We all shift into this place of self-deception and denial, right? Where we are not really accessing all of the information to respond appropriately. Okay. So in trauma, oftentimes things are cut off. We don't have access to the emotions, to the information, to the content in order to respond in a safe way. Okay. Or in a healthy way or in a relevant way. All right. And so if you are a betrayed partner, you have probably done both of these. Okay. You have probably overreacted. And you have probably quite often underreacted. And please go ahead right now and just put your hand on your heart, take a deep breath, and forgive yourself and just say, it is okay. And by the way, of course you did. Okay. Of course you overreacted and underreacted. Give yourself grace and also commit to yourself to recognize and make some changes so that these over and under reactions don't continue to follow you into all of your relationships, romantic or otherwise, okay? Because we just don't want to continue to be injured by the betrayal, right? Even if your partner's not continuing to injure you with their addiction or their acting out behaviors, the trauma can continue to injure you if you don't recognize it and take steps to overcome it. And so I also want to pause and just recognize that your nervous system is at play here, okay? We are talking oftentimes about years, sometimes decades, sometimes multiple decades of deception, gaslighting, minimizing, right? Trying to reverse victim or to make you responsible or blame you for somebody hurting you, right? That's super confusing. Right? When someone blames you for the hurt they're causing you, right? And so all of these lead to nervous system dysregulation, where you're going to have a tendency to either overreact or underreact. Okay. And I think this episode is more about just naming it, recognizing it, and giving you permission to move forward from it. If you are not engaged in therapy, if you're not working with a trained professional, there are still some things that you can do to work on your nervous system, to work on vagal toning, to, you know, put in some practices, some habits, and some skills that really do help you build your window of tolerance so that you can notice things, access the information, react appropriately to the circumstances at hand, okay? And I know we've had tons of episodes on what are some of those things that you can implement. We talked about them specifically when we were talking about body betrayal and the recovery from body betrayal, and the skills and the things you can implement on a daily basis to heal from that are very similar to the vagal toning, the meditation, and the things that you can do with guided imagery and bodied work, right? So please just know we're going to link to that in our show notes so that you'll be able to go back and learn some of those skills and implement the ones that you feel comfortable with to help you heal and to really engage your nervous system and to build new trust bonds with yourself as you move forward, as you heal from the betrayal trauma. And I recommend therapy. I'm obviously very biased as a psychotherapist, and I just see the great healing that comes from it, especially if you're underreacting, okay? Especially if you find yourself underreacting, because that means you are still in the midst of a great amount of unresolved trauma, and you don't even have access to the information to really understand what is happening to you and what has happened to you. Okay. So please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out for additional help and support in this process, because it is extremely traumatizing. We are talking about magnified complex PTSD here, and it really needs care and attention. And we hope that we are, you know, kind of giving you the invitation to do that at this point and to learn more about yourself. So if you want to reach out to us, we are here for that. Okay. So you can find us at www.lightninginabottle.biz. And you can also follow us on Instagram. Okay. So go find us, direct message us, email us, and let us know how we can better point you in the right direction or to support you through content. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/Andrea Epting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it. But it's not free to create. only to consume, so please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.